Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Eric Steckelbeck, is talking about his brand new book and the two update CDs that we've just done. The book is called The Brotherhood, America's Next Great Enemy. Eric has a passion for end time Bible prophecy, and he really got a direct commission from God when he was in Israel. He as close to an audible voice as he's ever heard in his life. He was told, "Help my people." That's the Jewish people. And I believe by your new book, Eric, you are going to be informing Christians throughout the world of who this Muslim Brotherhood really is. I have to ask you a question, though. I have heard, and I've witnessed this, that many of our universities, they have gigantic, beautiful buildings, schools of Islam. The professors, that's all paid for by Islam. It's all the professors, all their salaries are paid for. Why would universities be so top-heavy with Islam?
Sid, I'm sitting right now in Washington, D.C., just a few miles from one of the universities you're talking about, Georgetown University, one of our preeminent educational institutions in this country.
Why would a Catholic university have a school of Islam, a gigantic school of Islam?
Money talks. The Saudis, Sid, the Saudi government, are private donors from Saudi Arabia, donated $20 million. A Saudi prince named Al-Walid bin Talal donated $20 million to Georgetown to have an Islamic center of learning built where Islamic studies are taught. So $20 million at Georgetown, $20 million Saudi dollars at Harvard, probably one of our most famous educational institutions. They are literally, Sid, buying influence in this country on college campuses. And in my book, I talk about what's going on our campuses with radical Islamists. One group in particular, the Muslim Students Association. They are the largest Muslim group in North America on college campuses. They're in hundreds and hundreds of college campuses across the U.S., across Canada. This is a Muslim Brotherhood front group. And it's not just me saying it, Sid. The Muslim Brotherhood's own documents identify this Muslim Students Association as a Muslim Brotherhood organization. Yet this is the most influential student group among Muslims on our college campuses, and they are the leaders many times of this vicious anti-Semitism we see at our university.
You know what I find interesting? I believe this next outpouring of God's Spirit, it's going to directly affect young people, college students, and it's almost as if the devil is putting in his biggest forces against these college students with the Muslim agenda.
Yeah, the forces of evil want to get them while they're young, Sid. You know, the Marxists, the communists, they used to say, "We might not get you, but we'll get your children." And the Islamists see it the same way. And the enemy, as you said, the devil works through these radical evil forces to get the youth first.
Now let me take you back to these secret documents that you actually spell out in your new book. How were they so foolish to let these documents be stolen that have their entire strategy from A to Z?
You know, Sid, this is real James Bond type stuff. Now listen to this. A leading Muslim Brotherhood operative living just outside of Washington, D.C., was captured filming the Bay Bridge in Maryland. It's a large, long structure in Maryland that a lot of traffic goes over each and every day.
No, I remember seeing that on the news. Go ahead.
Yeah, this Muslim Brotherhood operative was captured filming it. I guess it was just for the scenery, right? So the FBI raided his home outside of Washington, D.C., and what they found, Sid, was beneath his basement a secret sub-basement, which contained some 80 boxes of Muslim Brotherhood documents written in Arabic. So the FBI got a hold of these documents, they translated them, and in these documents, they outline the Brotherhood's plan for America. And in their own words, Sid, it is to destroy Western civilization, America, from within. So we have in our possession, our government has in its possession the Muslim Brotherhood's official blueprint for America. Instead of crushing this group, defeating this group, which is inherently anti-American, we are empowering them and embracing them, Sid, at every...
Explain this to me. Here we have these secret documents. Here we know their strategy. Here we know who they are. Why is it in our own government, in the highest echelons, we have Muslims?
Yeah, I think it's twofold, Sid. I think, number one, there's one part of our government which says, hey, the Muslim Brotherhood, they don't really mean what they say. How could they? Look at them. These guys wear suits and ties. They're eloquent. They're Western educated. These are good guys. We can trust them. And others in our government kind of share the Brotherhood goal of seeing a different kind of America. They're not fans of Judeo-Christian Western civilization. Now, the left doesn't want Sharia law, but they don't want Judeo-Christian, biblically-based kind of principles in this country either. Strange bedfellows. We've seen them work together. So these Islamists have been able to con themselves into advising our government, Sid. In the book, I name names, how Muslim Brotherhood-linked individuals are actually advising our Department of Homeland Security, our FBI.
Oh, no.
Yes, on its counterterrorism policies. It is the fox guarding the hen house. We're in big trouble.
All right. Our time is slipping away, but on this secret strategy, explain what their strategy is of starting a Muslim state within a state in the United States.
They're working it to perfection in Europe. Look at Europe, Sid, as kind of the test lab for what the Muslim Brotherhood wants to do in America. Now, this state within a state that you mentioned, an enclave, an Islamic enclave, it starts with the mosque. That is a key point that the Muslim Brotherhood makes in all of their strategy documents. We need to build large Islamic centers, as they call them, from coast to coast.
Yeah, I remember by where 9/11 happened, the big controversy. They were going to build a neighborhood center for the youth, like a YMCA. Why the big uproar? I remember all the news commentators defending them.
The Ground Zero Mosque, which, by the way, President Obama came out and supported. So they want to duplicate those Ground Zero mosques, Sid, in every corner of the country, including the heartland and the Bible Belt. They're succeeding. I describe it in the book. Once the mosque is built, then the enclave can begin. All of the property, all of the homes around the Islamic Center get bought up by the Muslim Brotherhood, by their allies. In their documents, they call the mosque, they compare it to a beehive, the center of their activity. Now, we see this in Europe. They're doing it to perfection. I've walked the streets of these enclaves, Sid, in Europe, places like London, Germany, Paris. I describe it in the book, how these Muslim areas are no-go zones for even the police are afraid to go there. You have many little states within a state controlled by Islamic law, operating in places like Great Britain, in East London.
Why would the police be afraid to go there?
Because they know they'll be attacked. They are not welcome. These enclaves, the folks who live in these Islamist enclaves, make it abundantly clear to the police that they are not welcome.
So, and this is the strategy for America?
It is a strategy for America, and we're seeing drips and drabs of it. We've seen the number of mosques in America double since the year 2000 alone, Sid. We see a place like Dearborn, Michigan, which has the largest Arab Muslim population in America. We had an incident there, Sid, in 2012, where a group of Christian evangelists was at an Arab festival in Dearborn, Michigan, just outside of Detroit. They were preaching the gospel to Muslims. Sid, they were literally stoned. The Muslims there surrounded them, dozens, and threw large stones at these Christian evangelists. This is outside of Detroit, Michigan. This is in the United States of America. Evangelist stoned. This is Dearborn, Michigan. It's a place to watch. A Hezbollah hotbed, I might add.
I believe that every Christian should have read Mein Kampf by Adolf Hitler to find out what Hitler was up to before he did what he said he would do. I believe that every Christian must read your book on the Muslim Brotherhood, which outlines exactly what they're going to do before they do it, so we can pray against this. And your two update CDs, because things are happening worldwide so rapidly, we package both together for a gift of $40. But I want to tell you something. I am so excited about what God is up to. I am moving into such intimacy with God. And those that are listening to our broadcast and getting our materials and part of our mentoring program are moving. Some are moving faster than me. I'm getting such positive feedback. But I believe that when you get this book on the Muslim Brotherhood, you're going to pray, and a lot of their intentions are going to be aborted. But no matter what happens, no weapon formed against you will prosper. So we're making the book, the two CDs, available for a gift of $40. Shabbat broadcast. The Lord is blessing you right now. The Lord, He's smiling upon you right now. The Lord is gifting you right now. The Lord is surrounding you with His favor right now. The Lord is giving you His shalom, His completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body right now. In the name that is above every sickness and fear and problem, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzikenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechech Adonai ve'yishmarech. Ya'er Adonai paneh ve'lech v'chonech. Yisa Adonai paneh ve'lech ve'asem lech shalom.
To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.